name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Before the end of our Coptic calendar, most of the reading will be talking about the end of the world. As it is these days, is the end of the year, Coptic year. It is just symbol for ending of the world. So what our Lord Jesus Christ advised us is to watch, to take heed. Our Lord Jesus Christ used the word watch in the gospel 14 times. To tell us it is so important for us to watch and take heed. As you heard from the Gospel of St. Mark, he said, what I say to you, I say to all, watch. And it ended today by that word. Also in Matthew 24, he said, watch therefore, for you do not know when the hour is coming. And in Matthew 25, the same way, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. So what we need is to know why to watch. Why our Lord Jesus Christ insisted to watch. We watch because this is an order. An order from our Lord Jesus Christ to watch and take heed of ourselves. The end is coming. You have to prepare yourself for that. Why we watch? Because we do not know when he will come. We do not know the day or even the year when he will coming. Maybe you expect he is coming today, he will not come. We do not know. He said nobody knows when the end will come. And that's why we should prepare ourselves for that. But why we watch? Because Jesus said, anyone will keep watching till he come, he will be rewarded. But if we don't prepare ourselves, we will be punished. Look what's written here. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. I surely, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. Okay, what does it mean to watch? What does it mean? To stay sleepless? Stay very late every day, waiting for him to come? We don't know when he will come. Maybe we come during the daytime. What does it mean? Of course, it means something spiritually, not physically. Literally, you can use it literally. Watch mean tishar, have the saran to relail, tabu badhin, magesh. I remember, tomorrow ta'ban, وبعكده الأنبا مين قال لي بابا كله سيذكر الذي قلت سهران طول الليل عشان هيجي وبعد كده طبعا نعست في الآخر ونمت وبعد كده قلت له ما بينا مش قلت لي بابا كله سيجي لي الذي قال لي ما هو جاي وانت نايم إذا الواتش ال What God means by watching spiritually. So What mean to examine yourself? To examine every day yourself. And that's why before we sleep, there is a prayer the church put it for us to repent. Every day before you go to bed, repent. You don't know what will happen while you are sleeping. Maybe you'll lie. There was a guy, his name, Amm Nagib. He told Abuna Angelus, please, I wanted to have a communion. This man, he has a problem, health problem, so he can't walk. So Abuna Angelus, okay. قال له أنا هسيب لك الباب مفتوح عشان لما تيجي ما تخبطش وتخش على طول عشان أنا هكون مش قادر أتحرك. فأبونا أنجيلوس راح خبط على الباب وجيب له إيه؟ جيب له مناولة. فالمهم خبط محدش راد راح زق الباب راح فدخل. دخل عم نجيب الأي إيه؟ سافر. سافر. We do not know when our life will end. We do not know when our Lord Jesus Christ come. So we have to prepare ourselves. We have to be alert day and night for His coming. Alert for anything disqualify us from entering kingdom of heaven. From any even small sin, this small sin will disqualify us from entering kingdom of heaven. Self-examination is very important principle in the Bible. Self-examination. Look what's written in James chapter 2. He say, examine yourself. Examine yourself as to whether you are in faith or not. Examine yourself. Our ongoing effort to submit to the law of God and His principles and to keep His standard of the Bible will be much appreciated by God. So we have to have ongoing effort every day, trying to keep the standards, the values, the principle of the Bible in our life. Apply it in our life. It's so important. Just God, when He come, He find us following Him, not following somebody else. So take heed of yourselves. Take heed. In the Revelation chapter 16, there is so important verse. He said, blessed is he who watched and keep his garment, lest he walk naked and they will see his shame. Watch your garment. Garment means your deeds, your characters. Watch your words. Watch your eyes. Watch your ears. This is your garment. That's why when we baptize a baby, we dress him with white garment. In this white garment, no spots, no holes, nothing in it. It is clear, white, completely white. This is what God wants from us. Our garments to be white. Look what's written here, wash your garment. In Ephesians chapter 5, he say to the church and to the present and to present his church to himself as radiance, a church without stain or wrinkle. Your clothes should be without stain or wrinkle or holes. You have to watch yourself. Take heed. Take heed unless if your garment have holes, you will be in big problem. It's wrinkled or blemished. You will be in big problem. So take heed. Do not allow yourselves to judge others or make rumors. Take heed for your mouth. What words you are using? Are you judging others? Are you shouting to others? Are you using bad words? Or is just praising God with your mouth, with your words. So take heed of your mouth. Take heed what you getting involved in. Maybe you are involved in bad relation with a woman, with man, bad relation with some people who drink drugs or watch pornography. Take heed what you are involved in. Take heed also who are your friends. Your friends will influence you. Maybe your friends will damage your life. So take heed to choose your friends. Take heed also how we spend your time. You spend the whole days without remembering God. Maybe you spend 24 hours every day. God give us 24 hours to glorify Him. And we spend these 24 hours for something far away from God. So take heed. Take heed how close you are to God. Are you far from Him? What's your relationship with God? Are you far from Him? No relation with Him or with His saints? Baba Kurlis was sitting in Ashaya and he put his hands like that on his cheek. Very sad. Something was happening and he was happy with it. Then suddenly he woke up. I looked and smiled. What happened? Fermina came and knocked his shoulder. Why you are sad? We are around you. We are ready to help you. Don't be sad. How far your relation with God, with His saints? Maybe you are far, far away from God and His saints. When God asked us to watch It means to watch and find your mistakes and correct it. Yes, I did lots of these mistakes. I watched it. I found myself mistaken. What should I do? Correct. Scrutinize yourself. What you are doing bad, correct it. Repent. This is what God wants us when He said, watch. Examine yourself. Have self-examination every day. What's wrong I did? Correct yourself. Repent. Wait for Him to come. Then when He will come, He will reward you. Some people, when they hear the word death, they get frightened. Why? They are afraid to die. Somebody else say, just I'm waiting for you. Come anytime. A man returned home and he sat down and asked his wife to make a cup of tea for him. And she went in the kitchen and she asked him, how many sugar you want? He said, one spoon of sugar. While she is bringing or making the tea, she heard him saying, yes, I am ready. Yes, I am ready. And when she went back to him, he was gone. Then Mary appeared to him and told him, are you ready? He said, yes, I am ready. And he's gone. So we have to be ready. We do not know the day, the hour, the year our Lord will come. Don't think about the end of the days. Think about the end of your life. Now the end of the day is many years. But the end of your life, this is the end of the world for you. Think about it. Be ready for it. Watch. Examine yourself every day. Correct your mistakes. Repent. May God bless you all. Amen.